Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Hi, beloved. Welcome to Winning Every Day, a moment of encouragement, faith, and direction from God's Word. I'm glad you're listening today. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, open your heart for a moment because God still speaks, God still leads, and He wants to guide you into His purpose. Today, we're talking about living a Spirit-led life. Our Bible text is from Romans chapter 8, verse 14, which reads, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." Let me take you to a fascinating moment in the book of Acts. Philip was one of the servants God was using in the early church. One day, an angel told him to leave where he was and go toward a desert road leading from Jerusalem to Gaza. Philip obeyed. Then, as he was traveling, the Holy Spirit gave him another instruction: go near a particular chariot. Inside that chariot was an Ethiopian official who had been worshiping in Jerusalem and was now returning home. He was reading the book of Isaiah, but he did not fully understand what he was reading. Philip approached him, explained the scripture, and told him about Jesus. The man believed and was eventually baptized. Acts 8 records that he went on his way rejoicing. Think about that for a moment. Philip didn't know everything that was going to happen when he started that journey. He simply obeyed the instruction God gave him one step at a time. That is what living a Spirit-led life often looks like. Sometimes we want God to show us the entire plan before we take the first step. We want to know where the road ends, who we will meet, what will happen next, and how everything will work out. But God may simply say, "Go," and when you go, He gives you the next instruction. Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 13 that the Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit is not merely someone we talk about in church. He is God's presence working in us, directing us, correcting us, comforting us, and helping us make decisions that honor God. I don't know what you are passing through today. Maybe you're facing a decision. Maybe you're uncertain about your next step. Maybe there are several opportunities before you and you don't know which one to choose. Don't allow pressure, fear, or the opinions of people to become your compass. Pause, pray, listen, and compare what you sense with God's Word, because the Holy Spirit will never lead you contrary to Scripture. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord rather than depending entirely on our own understanding, and to acknowledge Him in all our ways. A Spirit-led life is therefore a life of daily surrender. It means saying, "Lord, not just what do I want, what do you want?" And sometimes God's leading may not be dramatic. It may be the quiet conviction telling you to apologize, the wisdom to wait instead of rushing, the courage to walk away from something you know is wrong, the prompting to encourage someone who needs hope. The question is, are you willing to listen when God leads you? I declare over you today, you will not be led by confusion in Jesus' name. You will not be controlled by fear. God will give you wisdom for every decision before you. Your spiritual sensitivity is increasing, and you will recognize the right direction for your life. You will have grace to obey God even when you cannot see the whole picture. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and ask yourself, what decision am I currently facing where I need God's direction rather than simply my own opinion? And here is your action step for the day. Before making that decision, spend some quiet time praying and reading God's Word. Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom, then be willing to obey what God shows you. Don't rush ahead of God. Don't ignore His correction. and don't be afraid to follow him one step at a time. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, I want you to say this with faith. Today, I am led by the Spirit of God. I walk in wisdom, peace, and obedience. I will hear God's direction and follow his leading. My steps are ordered by the Lord, and I will fulfill his purpose for my life. I refuse confusion and fear. I move forward with faith. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom in our decisions, sensitivity to your voice, and courage to obey you. Where there is confusion, bring clarity. Where there is fear, give us faith. Order our steps and help us walk according to your purpose. Let this day bring us closer to you and make our lives a blessing to others. We give all glory to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with us on Winning Every Day. If this message encouraged you, share it with someone who needs God's direction today. And remember, you don't have to know everything about tomorrow when you know the one who is leading you. Until next time, keep walking with God and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.